Online Today gives very practical and hands-on training specifically to help blind and partially sighted people to use a tablet or smart mobile phone. These courses, which have been running all over the UK since May 2015 and which are expected to run until July of next year, are reckoned to be on target to help 125,000 people with sensory loss to get online in an accessible way. Courses can last from a few hours to maybe even two or more days, but might typically be one day, split into a morning of introductory training followed by an afternoon of very hands-on, practical getting-to-know-the-devices sessions. Devinder Kular, Assistive Technology Coordinator at RNIB, who as a trainer is himself vision-impaired. And as Devinder told us, their aim is to be as flexible as possible, not just in how they present the courses, but most importantly, exactly what each course covers, so it suits those on the course.
We're all individuals, and that includes the trainers. So each trainer will have their own style to come at a session. So the flexibility comes from, in my personal view as a trainer, is to say to my clients, okay, what's your overall objectives? So it could be speaking with family, friends, communication, doing some research, and there's an array of tasks that these devices can do anywhere in between. So I would say it's a partnership approach. It's an element of me giving the best information in an unbiased way to the client to help them with that first fundamental step for them to do what they need to do.
Now, to find out exactly what it's like to be on one of these Online Today courses, we spoke to Sue, who's 74 and registered blind, and who, although she has had some experience using a desktop computer, she had had no experience at all using a smartphone or a tablet.
Absolutely zero, totally nil. Having struggled with a large desktop and increasing the fonts with a magnifying glass, I had never even considered something small. But the fact you could have, say, a 10-inch screen up to your face and then stretch the fonts bigger was just a total revelation. I had no idea of that potential. And that's what swung me towards being interested in it.
Because it's a very different thing, isn't it, using a tablet or smartphone, which is touch-sensitive, you need to touch the screen to get it to do what you want, as opposed to a keyboard on a desktop computer.
Exactly. And I've been a PA secretary for over 46 years, so I was used to keyboards and also the shortcuts you could use on the desktop computer. But this, as I say, it was absolutely fascinating with the new terminology, the swiping and the pinching and using the stylus in different directions. It was quite empowering, actually, what you could do with it.
So have you found the tablet and the smart mobile phone to be able to give you greater access to more things than the computer could?
Yes, and in fact, I haven't replaced my desktop. So as I say, a year past December, I went on the online course for the first time and got so inspired. A fortnight later, I bought my own tablet. I got a Samsung Galaxy. And it's been so useful since. And you don't have to go into a different room and switch on the computer. You know, it's with you. And the large screen and the big fonts suit me very well.
And just to clarify, for those who haven't come across these tablets, I mean, you mentioned one, the Samsung Galaxy is one of many that you can just buy straight off the shelf. Is that how it's used? I mean, that's how you learn to use it on the course?
Yes. On the course, they have a selection of mainly iPad, Apple tablets and smartphones. Well, I wasn't bothered about the smartphone because I've got a large keyboard Doro flip phone. That's fine, but it's not a smartphone. So the tablet was what I was using to get online. But it was just so easy. But as I say, I'd never even touched one, looked at one. But the fact the course has the equipment there, it's hands-on, the second part of it, and you're made to use it. You can't be scared. You just get on with it with their support, and that's the main thing.
And did you find that the course gave you enough time to really kind of get your hands on, as it were, so that if you needed to get used to something, and there is a lot of getting used to needed, did the course give you the flexibility to be able to do that?
Yes, especially the initial courses were half a day, and that was quite pressurised. But now you have the morning for tuition and the afternoon for the hands-on practising and helping. And everyone helps each other. That was the other thing about the course. You know, someone who's had a little bit of experience can help somebody who's a newcomer. And I go back to help on the basis of, if I can do it, you can do it, because having not known anything about it and got inspired, just to pass on that confidence to other people who are starting out.
Yeah, one hears that expression a lot, doesn't one, Sue, that, you know, someone says, oh, if I can do it, because they don't think that they're particularly technical, anyone can. But, I mean, is that really true? Because people are going to say, look, this is a tablet, it's a smartphone, these are mainstream devices designed for sighted people. Is the accessibility really there, do you think, for most people?
Well, yes. I mean, I think especially if you've got some sight, you can use the icons and work around the tablet, but it also can speak to you. If you have it on the text-to-speech settings, which Devinda demonstrates, you don't need to be looking at it at all. You can totally do it with the audio interconnection.
And finally, Sue, what are those things that you've now managed to do because you are using a tablet? What are the kind of bits of the outside world, if you like, that you're now able to access that you weren't before?
Well, it's much easier to do emails. I mean, I use a stylus rather than sticky fingers. Use a stylus. The fact you can sort of just tap on something and it comes up on your new website or whatever, or deleting something, you know, just a swipe in one direction. It's quite powerful. But it is just so convenient that you are carrying it with you or it's at home and you can look at it without having to go and set up something and plug it in and do passwords, etc. So it's the convenience, and your confidence does grow the more you use it. So I'm very grateful to the course.
Finally, we returned to trainer Devinda Kular and we asked whether, since everyone learns at a different pace, it's ever possible to return to the course for a bit of a top-up or whether there's any follow-up support for those who might want a bit of extra help.
There is a couple of different streams of options with that. One of the options, for example, is that they maybe want to come back to a session that we're running, but maybe just come back to a percentage of it, which might be the afternoon, which is maybe a little bit where the hands-on time is because they've gathered the information of the theory, etc. So they might just want to come in and ask some questions. Another option is if they've gone out post a session, they say, okay, great, I'm on the journey of going through learning this technology. How else can I do it? We can ask a volunteer who online today, we also have a group of volunteers that could go to their home, support them with that device in an environment that's comfortable to them. And then there is another option that sometimes occurs where there is some other local support, which are partner associations and organizations, which we'll work with, and they will have perhaps other additional training options or maybe some resources that will actually help them to get on board and on that journey post that first introduction.
Now, if you want to find out where your nearest Online Today course is and who's running it, probably the best place to start would be a call to the RNIB helpline on 03 03 123 99 99. As we heard, these courses are put on by different organisations in towns and cities across the UK, but the RNIB helpline should be able to point you in the right direction, even if they themselves aren't actually running the course in your local area. And that number again is 03 03 123 99 99.
InfoSound.